God is good. You know, Debbie had such a wonderful message last week. And God is just stirring us back up. You know, he told Timothy to stir up the gift that's in you. And, you know, we always wait for God to stir up the gift that's in us. But it's not God who stirs up the gift. God gives the gift. We have to stir the gift up. We have to be the ones that are willing, you know, and we have to be the ones who are obedient when he speaks, and we have to be the one who is willing to move when he calls, you know, and he's speaking to us. And God's stirring us up again about moving in the Spirit and what he wants us to do. So, you know, we have to begin to expect those things and hear God's voice and expect him to move and hear his voice. And just, I'm meandering, I know, I'm sorry. But God is just so wonderful. And he's stirring up those gifts in us again. I'm grateful to what he for what he is doing. I'm looking for something here. a long time ago, Debbie gave me this little saying, and it said, the atmosphere of expectation is the breeding ground for manifestation. You know, and that's what stirring the gift up is. That's what it has to do with. Of that gift of that stirring ourselves up is the expectation of the Lord. You know, when we are expecting a gift, when we're expecting something to happen, you have heightened your senses to expect that. It's just like at Christmas time, your expectation heightens, your excitement heightens, and that stirs up that atmosphere of expectation as a breeding ground for manifestation. And that's what God is doing to us. That is what he's moving in on us at the, you know, he's stirring up those things. That we know these things. We are full of the word. We have the word in us. We know the word, but we have been a long time in not stirring ourselves up, for whatever reason, because when you stir yourself up, it causes expectation, and it causes that breeding ground of manifestation to happen, and so. What we do is when we're in turmoil and we're grieving, we're in fear, we're timid, we do not stir up. We don't expect it, because if we stir up that expectation in our life, it's going to cause something to happen. And so in order to avoid those things, because I want to say that when the Spirit begins to move, and we've seen this happen before, when the Spirit begins to move, there will be conflict, because there will always be those people who don't want that. And we can see that with Paul's ministry. I have no scripture for you tonight. We can see this with Paul. And we look at when Stephen was stoned. You know, and we see that in his life when, before he knew God in a personal way in his life. He didn't like the Holy Spirit moving. He didn't want God to move, because it caused conflict in what he believed, what was in his life. It caused conflict in people around him. So what we do is we do not expect, we don't stir up the gift in order not to have the conflict. But know this, God is telling us to stir the gift up. You know, he is telling us, he wants us to move in more. And because God wants to come in more, he wants to come in greater manifestation. He is not satisfied with the little.
Yes, that's right.
He wants more.
Yes.
And it's for him, but it is also for us. Because when God comes in the more for his glory, it blesses us. Because it'll raise us up to a higher realm. And when you're moving in the spirit, and you know, the Lord said this to me tonight about bumping into him. I mean, we bump into this occasion. When Woody's here, we bump. But because we come expecting that to happen. And thank God that Woody comes with the faith believing that the Spirit will move. Because it's his faith that does that. It's not anything that we do. It's Woody's faith that he has brought with him that he expects God to move. And we just come and bump into God. And that's not enough.
That's right.
God has never said, bump into my presence. Yeah, he doesn't say that. He said, come into my presence. You know, he doesn't say, bump into my glory. He says, be filled with my glory. You know, he wants us filled up. He doesn't want us to have that touchy, that dating thing, you know, that touchy-feely little thing. He wants to engulf us into his presence. And that is so that the world will see. And like I said, the world, and especially some Christians, they will not like the move of the Spirit because it makes them uneasy in their comfortableness. It makes them uncomfortable in their ease, you know. They don't like that. And even the world will not be comfortable with that because it's not something that they can control. Because we know that the world loves to control. They want everything in order and everything laid out and in a formula that they can follow. And thank God he's not a formula. He is not a, you know, he has patterns, but he is not a pattern.
Yes.
You know, he's not cookie cutter. You know, God will move in whichever way he chooses. But he has to do that in order to draw some. In order to draw those in the world that are looking for something that can fill that place in them that they don't know what else to fill it with. And it's the power of God. It's like a plug in an outlet. There's that outlet in them that only God can plug into. And nothing else, and they've looked all over the world, but until the church comes to that full manifestation, there are people that cannot be reached until that full power comes. Because just every day, every week, normal church service, they know that. We have church TV, you know. You know, we can watch TV all week long and get all the church that we need. And we can even get some good godly stuff for the training of life. But there's people who will not be touched by that, that have that place that only the power of God can fill. And so we have to have that manifestation of the Lord in order to meet that area. And so As long as the church lays dormant and dead, because that's what we are, when we don't allow the power of God to move in us, we will become more and more and more dormant. And it's just like someone who is very ill. They become sick, and then the next thing you know, everything starts shutting down, and then they go into a coma, and it just, the life just keeps getting weaker and weaker, and that's what has happened to the church, because we have not stirred up the power of God in our lives. So we have to have that atmosphere of expectation in order for the manifestation of God to come. You know, if we do not expect God to come, God will not come. Yeah. Just, I think about what people in the world who have on Christmas Day, that it's just another day. They don't celebrate like, yeah, Peggy's wincing. But, you know, that it doesn't mean anything to them. You know, in communist countries and countries where Buddha is worshipped and you know, they don't worship, they don't have an understanding of what the true meaning of Christmas is. So a lot of them, and because so many of them are so very, very poor, they don't have an expectation of, oh my gosh, Christmas is tomorrow, and I'm going to have gifts. You know, there are going to be gifts under that tree for me. There are going to be great things that I'm going to get. And it may not be a whole lot, but it's, you know what I mean? And the expectation of tomorrow is Christmas and the whole family is going to get together and we're going to celebrate. And so you've got yourself all stirred up in a frenzy, you know, and it's so wonderful. But there are people who don't have that. Even in Haiti, Pastor Paval said it's just another day that, well, it's not just another day, and I mean that like that. They go to church and celebrate the birth of Jesus, but they don't celebrate like we do. And just think about the world and that doesn't believe in Jesus, and they know very little about Santa Claus, you know, and so it's just another day. So there's no expectation. That's how the church has become. Now, there are a few hot spots here and there where the Spirit still moves in great power, but generally speaking, the church has become very unexpectant of the move of God. And people will go to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday with no power because their hearts are right and because they know that that's what God wants them to do and because some of them are receiving the word and teaching them how to live, and that's all good. But we've become dormant in the power of God and the expectation that God will actually show up. And we need that again. This earth needs more than anything for God to show up. Don't we? Don't we need God to show up? I mean, we talk about all the turmoil and the things that are going on in the United States with the government and all this kind of stuff. And it's because God is not showing up in their lives. Because if the power of God, if God was showing up, things wouldn't be this bad. Well, think about all the countries in the world that this is just the norm. This is how they live from day to day, every day. Because God has been thrown out and pushed out for so long that they're dormant and dead to the power of God. Now, like I said, there's always those few hot spots. But it's because we have not stirred up the gift in us. We have to recognize that God has given us the power. He has put in us himself in order to have this power. You know, Jesus came in power, and he moved on the earth, and he said, you're going to do what I did, mm-hmm. and greater things. Mm-hmm. But Jesus just didn't come and speak the word. He came in demonstration of power. Just like Paul said, I come, you know, in the demonstration of the power of God. And that's what Jesus has left us with. That's what he has left us to do, is to have not only the word, we must have the word. That is an absolute must to have the word. But we must also have a demonstration of the power. But we cannot have it's a very vicious circle, but we cannot have a demonstration of power unless we stir up the gift. You know, we've convinced ourselves into believing that God will just drop in. And sometimes God sovereignly just drops in. Oh, thank God he does. Thank God he does. But generally speaking, we have to be the ones who stir ourselves up to be ready to move. Because we all learned this in Sunday school. It is our hands and our mouth and our feet that bring Jesus. You know, we all learned that as little kids in Sunday school. How, you know, it's our hands that serve and bring Jesus, our feet. Well, this is still the same thing. Even though we all growed up, it's still the same. It is we who bring Jesus. And until we stir up the gifts and we start moving in that power, God can't come. He can't come. He won't violate us. And God is so good. God is so good. And I hope tonight is a beginning of what God is doing and going to do. Amen. Amen. Because we need to stir that gift up in us. What we need to do is come with that expectation that I read, and it's in here somewhere. there it is. We need to come with an atmosphere and create. We create the atmosphere of expectation. The atmosphere of expectation is the breeding ground for manifestation. But we create every atmosphere. And I'll tell you how real that is. There are some Sunday mornings that we come in here, and the expectation is just alive. Yeah, it is alive. I mean, you could, it's almost like power is moving out, and people are ready, and people were, the first Sunday back after all the snow, everybody was just so glad to be here and meet with God. I mean, it was just like, you didn't have to go, it was there. Everybody just wanted to touch God again. It had been so long. But you know what? There are some Sundays when we all come in here and you could light them up with electric cord and they wouldn't move. You know, you could chalk them with a cattle prod and they go, yeah, that's nice. Just come on, preach me the word so I can go home. And that's just about the attitude that comes in. I mean, it's just like dragging people in praise and worship to enter in. It's just like, do we have to sing that one more time? You know, and sometimes I sing it one more time just because of that. But it's just like, does she have to do that again? You know? And then you get, sometimes when you have people that'll look at you like, don't you dare sing that again. You know, but it's because their expectation is just get me out of here. That's what that is the atmosphere that they have created. Whatever you bring, it's just like the little Charlie Brown, what was his name, the little guy with the dirt, you know, the dust, Pigpen, yeah. Everywhere Pigpen went, the little dust ball went. Well, you know, you knew what to expect when Pigpen came by. It was a little dirt ball that went with him. Well, you know, sometimes we just come in here with little dirt balls following us around all over the place because it's not pretty, people. But it's because we don't come in expecting. And no matter how hard the worship team tries, we can't make you go where you don't want to go. Most of you are adults, and you pretty much do whatever you want to do. And so when you come in with an atmosphere around you that is just, I don't want to be here, I'm putting in my time, I just wish God would hurry up, or I just wish God would fall on us, you know, why don't God just come and fall, I'm just so bored with everything, if God would just come and fall on us. He doesn't do that. It is you who causes the atmosphere in this place. Now, we always ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill this place, but it is we who creates the atmosphere in this place. And another example, when you go to a convention or something, you know, and everybody is there and they want to be there because they paid money to go there for the hotels and the gas to get there. And so they will stay all night long. It doesn't matter. They'll stay all night long to hear. It's just like Copeland. They'll stay all night long to hear him preach because they've created an atmosphere of expectation that whatever God wants to do, he'll do. But we have got to create that atmosphere of expectation. And then it is a breeding ground. A breeding ground. What that does is it causes, and it'll multiply. It'll be like rabbits. It'll multiply. Because I'll tell you what, if two or three people are excited, it starts jumping. And it does. It'll jump from person to person. It's funny. I mean, Gordon starts laughing, and it jumps on people. I've seen that happen. I mean, people out in the congregation will just start laughing if he starts, because it jumps. And that's good, because that was the breeding ground that he created, an atmosphere of, and a breeding ground for things to happen, to be birthed in us. But it is you who brings the atmosphere that causes the breeding ground. So when we bring a ground, a breeding ground, or an atmosphere of negativity, what are we breeding? Not nice stuff. And then we go home and gripe and complain because the pastor ran over 20 minutes again today. You know, because we're breeding in us negativity. And nothing good can come out of that. But when we create an atmosphere of God and a breeding ground of positive, I don't want to say a positive energy because that is so New Age, but it's almost like that, because it will jump from person to person to person, and it will start stirring people up and stirring them and causing a manifestation of God. Because that's what we want. We want a manifestation of God in this place. Amen. Amen. We want God to come in power and might. Because that's what it's going to take to shake this world. You know, it'll be just like a lightning bolt that strikes. That's the power of God. And, you know, the scripture says, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. When the manifestation of God happens, when the power of God hits, everything will shake, including you, including us. We'll shake because because God is moving in power. And that's what we want. People are seeking something in the world. They're seeking power. They're seeking God, but they don't know it. But they're seeking a power, something that'll change their life. They're even looking for excitement and joy. You know, that's why people pay money to go to see these strange movies, because it stirs something in them, when the church should be providing that power and that excitement. You know, if nothing else, they can on Saturday night or Sunday morning come and just come and watch the show. You know,
It's like Martin Luther said, I'll set myself on fire and people come and watch me burn. Well, that's what we got to have. Something that will draw people, draw the world. You know, we don't want people from church to church to church to keep. We want new people. We want people who don't know God. We want new births in the kingdom. That's how you grow the kingdom. You don't gather from this church and this church and this church, although that may happen. We want new births, so we want more people out in the world to know God. We want to steal from the devil. You know, we want to capture these people from hell and bring them to heaven. Amen? Amen. So we've got to create an atmosphere of expectation so that we can have a manifestation of the Lord. Amen. And so tonight was a really good start. Tonight was, you know, just a good time to start because God is speaking to us. And so we need to come every service with an expectation that God will be here. In Bible study, I mean, we've been in Bible study when we'll just start to pray for the prayer request, and next thing you know, bam, God is in the midst. And he just breaks out, and it just, God just happens. But we came with the expectation that God would do something. Even if it was just to answer the prayers that we had, the prayer request. But because we expected God, he does not disappoint. He shows up. Isn't God good? He will not disappoint us. He will show up every single time that we expect him. Amen? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's stand and just thank God for tonight. Father God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your presence in this place tonight. Father, we are going to create an atmosphere in this place and in our lives of expectation of you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we stir up the gift that's in us. And you've given every person a gift. And it's not a talent. It's a gift. It's a gift of life, a gift of, yes. Gift of righteousness, yes. A gift of joy and peace. Yes. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift that you have put in each one of us, the gift of Jesus in us. We stir you up, Lord. We stir your presence in us, your power in us. We stir that up now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You do not disappoint, but you always reveal yourself. You always come. You manifest yourself in a place of expectation. Oh, God, we give you glory and thanksgiving. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, God. Father, we just thank you that tonight is a beginning, a new beginning for living faith of your manifest presence and your power in this place, Lord. We thank you for it. We give you praise, God. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Holy Spirit, just stir us and remind us to stir ourselves up. Yes. Remind us, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for coming tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen.